Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. Investigators are looking into the past of a biology professor accused of killing three of her colleagues at the University of Alabama on Friday. Amy Bishop was charged on Saturday with the shootings. It's now being reported that Bishop may also have murdered her brother 24 years ago in a shooting at their home outside Boston. And she was a suspect in a mail bombing of a Harvard Medical School professor in 1993. We're joined now by New York Times reporter Shyla Dewan. She's covering the story from Huntsville, Alabama. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
So can you give us more details about what they've discovered in terms of the shooting of both her brother, in which he was killed in their home with a shotgun, and this mail bombing of a Harvard Medical School professor?
Sure. I mean, new details keep coming out, and you just don't know whether this woman was incredibly unlucky or whether she has a violent history. In 1986, a shotgun went off in her house, killing her brother. She had the shotgun, but it's not clear whether she and her brother were arguing. As some of the police who were there at the time now say, or if it was purely accidental, and she was asking for help with the shotgun, which is what the police reports and the district attorney's investigation say.
Well, they had details in which they said she then shot off the shotgun again and then went running down the street and threatened a driver of a car to let her into the car with the gun.
That's right, but that's one story.
That's alleged.
But that story, so far, we don't know if there's any records that show that chain of events happening, because the records that have been released so far do not indicate
some of the cases missing. Are there any inklings that they may reopen the case of the death of her brother, Seth Bishop?
I think what they're doing first is they're trying to see if they can find that earlier police report that is missing.
The original police report.
Uh-huh, and then they're going to go from there.
So what about this mail bombing of the Harvard Medical School professor in 1993?
Well, we just learned yesterday that she and her husband were questioned in that case. The Boston Globe reported that she was a significant suspect in the case, that authorities knew that she had killed her brother, and they were worried because she apparently had some cause to be concerned that this doctor was going to give her a bad evaluation. She was also considered strange or weird by her colleagues there at the hospital, and so the police questioned her, but it's important to say again that no one was ever charged in the case.
And we've gotten a little bit more of a complete ideas on what possible motivation she may have had in the shootings on Friday. Do we know what might have triggered it?
Well, we got clarification yesterday from her husband that her tenure decision was denied by the university, that she won her appeal, and then the university, which can do this, denied her again.
Okay, so it could have been the possibility that she was reaching the end of her 6 years at the university and therefore was going to lose her job.
That's right.
Shyla Dewan is a reporter with the New York Times. She is covering the story of the shootings that happened on Friday. She's covering that from Huntsville, Alabama. A biology professor at the University of Alabama opened fire at a faculty meeting at the university there and has killed three of her colleagues. Allegedly, she has been charged with the shooting. She was charged on Saturday.